Hey teachers, thanks for joining me again. This is going to be a single talk, one talk on our goals. We did a series of talks previously on our mission statement. This is going to be one talk on our goals. And someone might ask me, hey Dave, what's the difference between a mission and a goal? What is our mission and what are our goals? How are those two things different? And I like to think of it as a mountain. At the top of the mountain is our mission. Our mission is to get to the top of the mountain, and that is to nurture and commission students, right? We're nurturing students all along the way, up the mountain, so to speak, all the years that they're with us. But then we want to commission them. We want to send them out as lovers. Lovers of God, lovers of His church, and lovers of their generation. So, you know, as we're climbing that mountain, as we're going through the student years, what are some goals that we want to see? Or you can think of as you're climbing the mountain, what are some mile markers? You can look at this mile marker and say, okay, I know I'm going in the right direction. I know I'm heading in the right direction. Okay, I know that we're leading this student in the right direction. What would be those goals? Those would be our goals. So that's the difference between a mission and a goal. The mission refers to what we are ultimately, what are we doing student ministries for? Why, you know, what does this whole thing exist for? And it's to nurture and commission students as lovers. But what are some mile markers along the way that help us know? What are some goals along the way that help us know that we're accomplishing that mission? So that's what this talk's about. It's going to be about our goals. And I won't spend a lot of time on this. I really won't. But we have three kinds of goals. We have head goals, heart goals, and then we have hand goals. And what I want to do is I want to start with head goals and then trace our head goals from We Covenant all the way through our youth ministry, 153 Untorn, and then take our heart goals and trace those all the way through, and then take our hand goals and trace those all the way through. And that way we can see the development of knowledge, the development of values, the development of service. Let me show you what I mean. We have head goals. Head goals refer to goals that we have for our students' knowledge. So at the We Covenant, what are some of our goals that we have there? Well, really at the We Covenant level and also the Covenant kids, right? They are, we could say from 0 years old all the way up through fifth grade. The main thing we're trying to drive home is really Bible content. And so we use Great Commission publications for our Sunday school curriculum, which does a great job. Teachers, you will take your students through the Bible two times if you just faithfully teach the Great Commission publication curriculum. So we also use the Pioneer Club curriculum on Wednesday nights. And the Pioneer Club curriculum, we're really trying to emphasize scripture memory. And so Miss Iris Donnan, who leads that, is doing a great job with emphasizing scripture memory. And thank you to all the teachers who are getting the verses out there so the students know what scriptures they need to memorize. In the summers, we have our students going through catechism. And so at catechism, they're memorizing very important questions about the Bible, very, very deep and yet very simply stated theological questions about the Bible. So at our 0 through 5th grade level, we talk about what are some of our head goals. Well, we really want them to be acquainted with Scripture and the Catechism. We want them to start thinking in Bible words and Bible terms, going through the Scripture. But in addition to that, we choose curriculum and we teach in such a way that our students see and believe that Jesus Christ, who He is and what He's done, that Jesus is the center of the whole Bible story. You know, the name of our Sunday school curriculum is called Show Me Jesus. I've often wondered what it would be like to sit in a small group Bible study and have Jesus as the teacher. And we actually have an example of that in the Gospel of Luke, Luke 24, where Jesus has his disciples around him and he says, I want to take you through all of the Old Testament and tell you how each of these stories points to me. How I'm the fulfillment of all the promises. The Apostle Paul said, the promises of God are yes in Christ. We want our students to see that in the Scriptures. I mentioned earlier in our mission statement discussions about how we want our students to fall in love with God, which means falling in love with Jesus. But it's not just an emotional or an appeal. It's not just an emotional goal. We want them to see from the Scriptures. With their head, they're going to know, because the Scriptures teaches this, that Jesus Christ is the center of the story. So we're really pounding that in at our 0 years old through fifth grade, our We Covenant, Covenant Kids Ministry. When our students get into middle school and high school, we call this 153 Untorn. And what do we want them to learn there? And really at the middle school level, we are teaching them a biblical worldview. We do that at the high school level too, but at that middle school level, we really start to introduce to them, okay, you have seen the stories of the Bible, you know the stories, you know the catechisms questions, you know those catechism questions and answers. Now, how does that shape the way you think about the world? And so at the Sunday school curriculum level, we use the Gospel Project. And the Gospel Project is taking the gospel, the good news, that is central, the message of Christ, and it's showing how Jesus is the center of all the Bible, but it's also then relating that truth of the gospel in the Bible to everyday situations in life. We want our students to begin answering the questions that their friends are asking and the questions that they're asking with the Bible. And in a sense, I teach this as the creation, fall, redemption, and restoration paradigm. And I'm not going to go into all of that right now. That could be for another talk. But just to say that when our students are in middle school, we want them to begin, so to speak, looking up from their Bibles and looking at the world around them and beginning to see the world around them through the colors and the lenses and the vocabulary of Scripture. Answering the questions about their culture through Scripture. When we get to the high school level, we really want them at the head level. This is our head goals. We want to begin seeing them making arguments for their faith. In other words, we want to see them, the old word for this is apologetics. We want our students to be able to come up with arguments and reasons for why they believe what they believe. And so at the high school level, this often looks like doing a Bible study, working through a passage of Scripture, and then turning it over and saying, hey, what does this mean right here? You guys see this word? What does this word mean? You know what the Bible teaches on the word love. What does love mean? What kinds of love are there? Now, how do we show that love? Give me some examples. And we're talking to them and getting them to make arguments. We give them chances to teach some of the younger kids. So a head goal is that at that high school level, right before we commission them out, we want to see them to be able to articulate and argue for and make reasons for the gospel, for why they believe in Jesus. All of the information we work through here from the We Covenant through the high school level, a lot of information, curriculum, talks, and so forth. All of this is so that our students worship God. They love God, as we said a minute ago. If they know their faith makes sense, if they see that the Scripture answers the problems and the struggles of their friends and peers in the culture, if they see Jesus, in fact, is the center point of the Scriptures, as they begin to see those things in their head, they see that, they have that knowledge, it will be the kindling for worship fires in their hearts. And so teachers, I just want to encourage you to continue teaching the curriculum you have. We've chosen good curriculum, And we want to stick with that. It's good curriculum. I said that we would do one talk, and I was wrong. This part here on the head goals went a little bit longer than I thought. I think the next two will be shorter. But we're going to stop right there. This is part one of a series of talks on our goals, where we've been talking about what are the goals we have for our students' heads, the goals we have for their knowledge. Well, thanks for joining me, teachers. I hope you found this helpful. And join me again here next time for talking about our heart and hand goals. Thanks. See you. Bye.